It's Wednesday, and time to read from your comments. Last week, we talked about the people that help smuggle immigrants across the Canadian and Mexican borders, and BG sent us his story from San Antonio. I was smuggled into Texas once when I was 9 and again when I was 13. I think my father paid $300 for about 6 people 35 years ago. Both experiences crossing the border were amazingly dangerous for a young child. We were led by total strangers across a river, waiting for about a mile with helicopters hovering at times. Both times, the people my father contracted to bring us into the U.S. were very good men and women who were part of a family, mothers, wives, sons, and sons-in-law who all did this. Now, when I think about it, I felt protected. When we discussed the Secret Service prostitution scandal, Kristen wrote in to wonder why there's a scandal in the first place. She did not give her location. "I'm an escort," she wrote, "and it seems delusional at best and hypocritical at worst to pretend that men in positions of power do not see prostitutes. Escorts I know in Washington, D.C. see men in Congress and other extremely high-level government positions and have been taken into the Pentagon by their clients. I'm not saying that's the majority practice, but it's more common than most people want to acknowledge. I know that some listeners think this practice threatens the sense of honor of military members, etc., but I just want to emphasize that the men involved in the scandal aren't extreme outliers and that in seeing prostitutes, these men have company at the highest levels of every industry and institution." When Harvey Weinstein discussed his new movie, Bully, Tom from Iowa City called in to argue that bullying builds character. Kate in Portland, Oregon, wrote in reply, "While I disagree generally with him, I do agree with a kernel of what he said. It concerns me that we seem to be raising a generation that cannot deal with negative feedback of any kind, who see all negative comments as bullying. Life isn't all roses, and we do our children a disservice when we don't teach them to handle the difficult parts with grace and skill. But that has nothing to do with being directly and personally harassed and/or attacked. My other issue that was not mentioned in the segment is that to allow bullying is doing a great disservice to the bully as well, especially among children who are still trying to determine how they should and will deal with the world and the people they encounter in it. Why teach them by omission that bullying is an effective tool for dealing with people?" As always, if you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Wilma Consul, Priska Neely, Peter Kirkhausen, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Balanle Omishore is our intern. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. And in New York, Neil Rauch. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. Tomorrow, a verdict's expected in the war crimes trial of Charles Taylor. We'll talk with actor John Larroquette as well. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.